Yes, yeah, so I want to talk about religious trauma for a minute. I mean, I know, a nice, light, casual subject for a Sunday morning. Religious trauma. Now, just to be on the same page, let's define what it is. And Wikipedia's inference is as good as any. Religious trauma is a set of symptoms experienced by those who have participated in or left behind authoritarian, dogmatic, and controlling religious groups. Now, to be clear as well as fair, religious trauma syndrome is not present in the DSM-5 manual, and so it is not a diagnosable condition recognized by mental health professionals. But you sure hear a lot about it nonetheless. As a term, it was only coined in 2011, but it has plenty of buy-in. You might buy in. I mean, an awful lot of people reach the Episcopal Church fleeing from very narrow traditions to our non-dogmatic expression of the faith. A lot of people come to the Anglican theology because our concept of God is really based in love and promise instead of fear. Now, I've noticed there are two very different expressions of religious trauma. I've seen that over the many years that I've been privileged to observe it. First is a group of people who, for themselves, define religious trauma as the church, any church or church leaders, attempt to convince them not to do things harmful to themselves. Now, this expression I've heard many times as something like, I experienced religious trauma growing up because my youth pastor said I shouldn't smoke pot every weekend and sleep with half the girls in school. Now, just to be clear, that is not religious trauma. That is someone who loves you and wants the best for you. But there is real religious trauma, most of which is rooted in the idea that the best way to understand God is to fear God. There are religious traditions that use fear as the primary motivator of faith. And I hate that as much as you do. Probably more. A steady diet of hell, judgment, and damnation is not a very pleasant way to grow up. More importantly, it's not a good base on which to build a relationship with Jesus, who is the Lord of love. Now, God is the Almighty Sovereign of the universe. He is in charge of you and everything around you. Ultimately, God and God alone will determine your timeless fate. And so there are many who see the need to fear God and to preach the fear of God. And if you grew up in one of those traditions, I would be the last to deny that it may have been traumatic. Today's gospel gives us the words of Jesus that are at their very core the alternative. Today, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And that is music to my ears. A relationship based not on fear, but on love. And I'll give you an example of what it is like. One of my good friends growing up was a kid named Ed Valley. Great kid, great friend, great family. For most of the times when we were kids, it was just Ed and his mom. She was from Chile, a beautiful and charming woman. Being at Ed's house was pretty much just like being at my own house. Same rules, same expectations, and same loving support. One day, though, Ed's household changed. His grandmother, who we both called Abuela, came from Chile and moved in with them. She was great. Her English was only so-so, but she communicated love 1,000 different ways, not the least of which was snacks. One thing did change, though. After Abuela arrived, all of us, Ed's mom, Ed, and any guests, took off their shoes in the foyer of the house. It was a new rule. No shoes in the house. I guess that's what they do in Chile. And for Abuela, it was very important. So from that day onward, I always obeyed the rule. More importantly, I would not have dreamt otherwise. To be clear, none of us were afraid of Abuela. I mean, at 12, I was taller than her. We took off our shoes, not because she made us, and not really because we thought we needed to. We never did it before. We took off our shoes because we loved her. And so, if it was important to her, then it was the least that we could do. That is obedience motivated by love. And it is powerfully just as it should be. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. The difference between a relationship of love and a relationship of fear is all the difference in the world. My hope for you, for every person in this parish, from the youngest to the oldest, is that your relationship with God is based in love and not fear. Because you are beloved by God. You are precious to God. God has come among us in Christ Jesus so that we might see the face of love. And even when and where God seeks justice, that action, whatever it may be, is still done in love by the very creator of the world, whose mercy is without bounds. Now, I hope that all sounds good to you. If you want a bit more fire and brimstone, you've probably wandered into the wrong church. But there is one thing still, one big thing still. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I genuinely hate to ask. I am truly sorry to put it on the table. But I don't see how it can be avoided. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. So, you know, what if you are not actually keeping our Lord's commandments? What if in one or two little cases, you're not really even trying? I mean, why should we take our shoes off in the house? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. No one is saying you have to be perfect. Our Lord himself knew the limitations of his own disciples, and he knows each of us, both our strengths and our weaknesses. But it says what it says, and it means what it means. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, which is to say, unavoidably. If there is a commandment or two that you disregard, then perhaps you do not love Jesus quite as much as you say or would like to believe. Fear clutters the mind. It is corrosive and ungodly, and I'm not going to use it. But love can ask hard questions. And my job, as I see it, is not to try to make your change your mind about anything. My job is to remind you to search your heart.